You got a few more little legs on?
They have them iron frying pans that they put, like, on the fire that have legs.
What do you call those?
What?
Just an iron frying pan?
Yeah.
Do you have those kind of ones?
Mm-mm.
What do you call a container, little plant or some kind of flower in, and you keep it in the house?
A piece of flower in?
A flower.
Oh, a flower pot, a vase?
Okay.
Vase.
What other kinds of containers, like cut flowers in?
Cut flowers.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard you might want to use for heating up water to boil something in?
Something big and black in the backyard that you might use for heating up water?
Or a witch might use for...
You might use?
A witch. A W-I-T-C-H might use.
Oh, a cauldron. Oh.
Anything else? Big black thing.
A cauldron, no.
Okay. You ever hear the term kettle at all?
Yeah, kettle.
Oh, kettle, good to hear.
A kettle would have probably smaller. It'd be like something you'd use to boil water for tea.
Ah, okay. Okay. What kinds of eating utensils do you have?
Knife, fork, spoon.
You had two of each would be what?
Two of each.
Well, you named three.
Okay. You have your salad fork or your dessert. You have your main dish, but it's your entree.
And two of those would be what?
Two forks.
All right. Now, have you had what?
Spoon.
Have you had one of them?
Spoon.
And then have you had the things you cut with as what?
No.
You had two of those?
No.
Okay. Knives?
I was thinking about that one, but
no,
I don't.
Don't think about it, honestly.
I would say not.
In the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we have supper, I'm going to clean some dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So I must the dishes.
Okay.
After she washes the dishes, then she...
What she does to them in clear water?
Rinse. Okay. And what do you call the cloth or the rag that you use for washing?
Dish rag.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag you use for drying?
Oh. Well, you call like the things that you scrub and that you wash with, like,
mm-hmm.
like you have a chore girl or you have like a wet rag.
Is there a difference between the thing you wash with and the cloth you dry with?
Well, there's a difference, but you probably wouldn't say any difference.
You would call them both what?
Well, I guess you'd say the dish rag would be the one you wash with.
Uh-huh.
And the what you dry with would be cloth.
What do you dry your hands with?
Towel.
Okay. What do you call a little small square of terry cloth or whatever that you
wash
use
cloth.
To save your face? After bathing, you dry yourself off with what?
A towel.
Okay. Are there different size towels?
There's a king size towel, king size hand towel. That's what you dry hand towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe in the kitchen
towel.
Sink?
What do you turn on the water, sorry?
Yeah, bath towel, fine. What do you turn on at the water pipe at the kitchen sink?
The faucet.
Okay, and if you were out in a field, and they put water out in a cart or a wagon or something, and what would that container be called?
To put water out in a big,
Or if you had something on it that you could turn on and off.
A spigot.
What about outside, in the outside of your house, to hook garden hoses on? What would you call that?
The water spout.
Well, maybe the same thing you call it, some other way, I don't know. What would you call it, if you were?
Outdoor faucet.
In other words, if you had a hose and you were on the end of it to wash your car and you wanted your brother,
yeah.
What would you say? Hook it up to what?